Dictation test.
1번.
Hi, I want to buy a clock. Can you show me clocks?
Of course. Which one do you prefer, round or rectangular?
I prefer round ones to rectangular ones.
Okay, then how about this clock with a floral print?
I don't like flowers. I'd prefer a heart on it.
'Okay, then what about this one?
Great. That's exactly what I want. I'll take it.
Ebon.
Hello, this is Christine Williams at Viva Library. How may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to sign up for your membership card.
Okay, are you a student?
Yes, I'm a middle school student. I want to sign up for the membership card. What do I need to do?
You just need to visit either our library or our website. You have to enter your student number on the website. Bring your card with you if you sign up here.
Thanks. I'll try on the website first.
Number
1.
It's very hot in here. Did you turn on the air conditioner?
No, I didn't. I'll turn it on. Number 2.
My room is too messy. I'll vacuum it now.
Before you vacuum it, how about removing those books first? Number 3.
I'll do the dishes for you.
It's okay. Would you clean the floor instead? Number 4.
I'll go to the library to return these books.
Okay, don't be late for dinner. Number 5.
I can't stand this noise. Where is it coming from?
It's coming from outside. Some children are playing.
Seven.
Peter, let's talk about our English homework.
Okay, we have to write about our future jobs, right?
Yeah, we need to include an interview with someone who has the job we want to have in the future.
All right, let's talk about our future jobs first. What do you want to be in the future?
I want to be a doctor. What about you?
Well, I wanted to be a police officer or a firefighter when I was very young, but now I want to be a nurse.
Good. Then let's go to the nearby hospital and interview a doctor and a nurse there.
Good idea. Let's meet at the Peterson General Hospital tomorrow.
Attention, please. Let me tell you about our summer reading program. It will be held at the National Children's Library. The program is for children and teens to improve their reading ability. It begins on March 10th and runs through May 10th. Participation is free. Registration begins on February 20th, and it's first come, first served. So, don't wait too late to register.
Hello, Mrs. Ross. I really enjoyed your exhibition.
Thank you for coming. Happy to hear that.
I'm a student who wants to be a great painter, just like you. But I don't think I'm talented. What should I do?
Just practice hard for your dream and draw everything you see.
Okay. Then can you take a look at my paintings later? I wonder whether my paintings are good or not.
Sure, here's my name card. Call me at this number.
I will. Thank you very much.
Number 1. Which do you think is larger, Canada or China?
I want to visit Canada this time.
Number 2. You know that girl over there, don't you?
Yes, she is my neighbor.
Number 3. I'm sorry that you lost your books.
It's all my fault. I should have locked my locker.
Number 4. What do you think about the new science teacher?
I think he's very smart.
Number 5. This plant eats insects for food.
Wow, that interests me a lot.
Bora, you don't look well these days.
I am very tired these days, but I don't know why.
Did you see a doctor?
Yes, I did, but the doctor said my health seems to be fine.
Then why don't you exercise regularly?
I'm not sure I can exercise regularly by myself. Can you exercise with me?
Sure. Let's play badminton every day after school.
Thank you.
Mary, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at the movie club poster. I wanted to join this club.
What do you mean?
I forgot to apply, so I gave it up.
Well, there is still one day left before the deadline. Why don't you apply for this club now?
But I think I'm too late. This poster says first come, first served.
Who knows? Just call the number on the poster.
How much are they?
2 pens and 1 pencil case. They are 4,800 won.
Here is 5,000 won. Oh, wait, can I add this pen now? How much is this?
Of course you can. It's 1,200 won. If you give me 1,000 won more, I don't need to give you change.
That's good. Here is 1,000 won.
Thanks.
Look at the mess. What are you doing, Minji?
Daddy, I don't have anything to wear for tomorrow's picnic. I need to buy new clothes.
No way. You have so many clothes. But do you still need more?
You can't understand. What should I wear for tomorrow?
This shirt and those pants look good. Wear them and clean up this room now.
Oh, I don't want to wear them for the picnic. But I'll clean the room.
Do you like cats? If you have decided to get a cat as a pet, there are some things you should think about first. Most people think cats are quiet, but actually, many cats can be quite loud. You should not give cats sugary treats like ice cream or candy. It can cause serious health problems. You also need to understand that most cats have a habit of scratching things. Lastly, many cats lose a lot of hair all year round. Please think about these things carefully before you bring a cat into your family.
What are you planning to do this Sunday?
I'm planning to see a play.
That's a great idea. Can I go with you?
Fine. This is the list of plays I'm thinking about. Which one do you prefer?
Well, I prefer cheaper ones. ₩8,000 looks fine.
Okay. Then, of the two plays, I prefer the one that opens early. I have to do homework in the afternoon.
No problem. Then let's meet at 8 a.m. this Sunday.
Okay. I'm already excited. There are many people on Earth. The number of people is getting bigger and bigger. They are using a lot of resources on Earth. If we continue, we can't leave them to our sons and daughters. Now, it's time that we should do something to save them.
It's beginning to snow.
We should have left before it began to snow. The roads are icy, and I can't run fast enough to make it on time.
We will be late for an important meeting with a client. What should we do?
Fortunately, I brought my cell phone with me. I'll call her to inform her that we are on our way.
That's a good idea.
Do you know when Dr. Kim's dental clinic closes?
Well, I'm not sure. Why?
I want to see the dentist after going to the academy, but I'm not sure if it is open then.
What time do you finish at the academy?
Today I have one more class, so my class finishes at 5:50. I think I can get there around 6:30.
Well, I'm not sure when it closes, but it is open at 6:30. I have visited there at 6:40 before and it was still open.
That's great. I have enough time then.
Why are you looking at the pot?
My rose is dying. I don't know what I did wrong.
Where did you put it?
Right here, at the corner of my bedroom window. It gets enough sunshine.
How often did you water it?
Every morning.
Well, I think you should have watered it less.
Are you sure about that?
Dad, I'm home.
Emma, you look so happy. Did something good happen at school today?
Yes, I did really well on my math test.
Wow, I'm so happy to hear that.
You won't believe it. I got 95 points.
That's really great. Congratulations. You've improved a lot.
Thank you. It's the highest score in the class.
David, come to have dinner.
Mom, I don't need to. I've just had cup noodles.
Again? You had it yesterday as well. I wonder why you like it so much.
It's because instant noodles are very delicious. I think I can have them every day.
They're delicious, but they're not good for your health.
Oh. Is it okay to eat them once a week, please?
Judy will go to her favorite singer's concert with her mother. The concert will start at 8, and it is already 7 now. But her mother is still washing the dishes and doesn't seem to be in a hurry. Unless they leave home within 10 minutes, they might be late for the concert. Judy wants to tell her mother about it. In this situation, what would Judy most likely say to her mother?